this biplav, this revolution is meant for killing the sinful resultant action of the people. This revolution. Janata agha, agha means resultant action of sinful life. So janata agha biplav. Biplav means revolution. The very word is used. जस्मिन् प्रतिश्लोक अवद्ध वक्तव्य सच रिवोल्यूशनरी लिटरेचर इवन दे आर नॉट प्रॉपरली कंपोज्ड जस्मिन् प्रतिश्लोक अवद्धम नॉट अकॉर्डिंग टू द ग्रामेटिकल रूल्स एंड अदर रिटोरिकल रूल्स But the thoughts and the effects are such revolutionary literature is required, not the grammatical. The so-called rascals, they are concerned with the grammatical. But those who are actually workers, they are concerned with the thoughts. What is thought is there? Therefore it is said that tadvāga viśarka janatāga viplava jasmin pratiśloka avadda vattapi nāmāni anantasya jasankitāni jat. If there is simply the attempt is there, how to glorify the Supreme Lord? That is the fact. It doesn't matter whether it is written in correct language or incorrect language. It doesn't matter. If the whole thought is targeted to glorify the Supreme Lord, then nāmāni anantasya jasankṛtyāni ya tat ginanti gāyanti sinanti sādhu, then those are actually sādhu, even in spite of all these defects, because the only attempt is to glorify the Lord, then those who are sadhu, those who are devoted, they hear it. Sinanti, garanti, ginanti. Not only hear, they chant also the same thing. Not only chant, but ginanti. They apply in their actual life. This is Bhagavad Gita. Is it clear now? Tadvāga viśarga janatāga biplava. If the thought is revolutionary for transcendental realization, even it is not properly composed from grammatical and literary point of view, because the attempt is there for glorifying the Supreme Lord, all devotees, all great sages, 70 persons, sadhana, ginanti, that's it. Yes. Ginanti, sinanti, here, with that answer. And gayanti, and chanta. This is it. The only center is whether it is meant for having the God consciousness. That is the center. Not the language. But it does not mean that it should not be correctly written. Correctly written, it is spoken by realized soul. That is important. Silanti Gayanti. Somehow or other, if the attempt is to glorify the Supreme Lord, otherwise, if the attempt is to kill the Supreme Lord, just like Dr. Radhakrishna, what is the value of such erudition? The rascal. That is called bhakchaturya, jugglery of words. It has no value. anyone who is trying to present this Lord of Indra, he has no idea what is Krishna. He is writing so in our country, Vivekananda. He has no idea. Dr. Radhakrishna, Rabindranath Tagore, he has no idea what is God. But he is writing Gitanjali. That should be tasted by life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking, Apani Achari Prabhu Divirishita. He behaves himself perfectly and then teaches how to become a devotee. He is mad after Krishna. He is falling down and they see. You see? So that is the, that is wanted. And the Bhagavad also says, Tavai Pumsa Paro Dharma, Yato Bhaktiya. How one has increased his devotion and love for Krishna. That is the taste of religion. Not these formalities. Another great Krishna says, Apite Sudhuracha, Bhagate Mahanannava. Even Sudhuracha. Even not well behaved, but unflinching faith in Krishna. Sadhu Vivasamana, Sadhu. Don't consider about his misbehaviors. That is not considered. That will be corrected. Because he has taken to Krishna consciousness, gradually those things, those defects will be corrected. Kipram Bhavati Dharma, Sat Shanti Nigasya. He will become very soon a great religious soul because he has taken to Krishna. So in the beginning, if there is some defect, we should not consider that. We have to see how much his love for Krishna has increased. That is the test. Not the formalities. How much he has sacrificed for Krishna. How much he is prepared to sacrifice for Krishna. If you want to test Krishna for making business, that is different. That is the difference. Salak, my Guru Maharaj used to say, Salakram, the Badam. Yes, you have seen Salakram. So, if somebody takes that and breaks peanuts, so there is no devotion, so it is a show during attracting the visitor. It is nicely decorated, but in their absence, take it and use that stone. So all this, mostly, the temple show is going on like that. They meditate. Show of business. Devotees will come and pay something. I may have devotion or not devotion. It doesn't. One should be bhajabhantaram suchi, inside and outside. Perfect. Tad bayasam tīpam kusanti mānasā. Najatrahamsā niramanti sikṣaya. Natad bacaschitsa padam harer jasa. He can present the literature very perfect from literary point of view, from metaphor and poetical, rhetorical, very perfectly written, chitrapadam, attractive by language, natat vacha chitrapadam. Such kind of literature, if there is no description of the glories of the law, natat vacha chitrapadam, just like there are so many sex literature, very attractive, it is selling like anything. But we are not interested in those rascal literature. That vasam tirtham. Such literature is considered as the place of enjoyment of the crows. Vasam means crow. The crow take enjoyment in the garbage. You see? They won't go in a nice place. They come all together, just like vultures. They come together to take pleasure in a corpse, dead body. But a white swan, Rajahansa, he goes to a place where there's nice water, lilies and lotus, nice trees. You have seen the St. James Park? Yes. They find out such nice place. They won't go to imitate the crows. You see? The crows-like people will take pleasure in such nonsense literature, sex literature, or any false. So many nonsense literature nowadays, they are good sales. Because people are becoming crows-like. They have no high idea. They have no sense of Krishna consciousness. Naturally, they take, especially hippies, they have become all bad taste, crows-like. So you have to become swans, rajans, paramans, paramans, paramanirmasarana. Then you can understand Krishna consciousness. If you remain gross, then you cannot. That is not possible. By nature's example you have to see the gross life and swan's life, pigeon's life. Birds have the same feather. Birds have the same feather flocked together, isn't it? So you have to change your feather. Then he will please. If you keep your feather, a crow's life, then he cannot mix with the swans. That is not possible. And this is the test. There are classes of men like crows, and there are classes of men like swans. So we are preparing our devotees. Somebody there?
Is anybody watching? No.
Then we. So. Krishna consciousness means swan-like. They should be like swans. Their behavior should be like swans. They should live in clean place, at refreshing place. As soon as somebody will come to the temple, you have some papers, I saw?
I just want to check.
So keep this principle in view. So you have to become swan, not crows. They say that everyone, every religion is all the same. be all nonsense. Not say. In Bhagavad Gita, there are different kinds of religion. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Our, this, if you take it as religion, it is transcendental. Savai punsa parodhan. Para means transcendental. It is not ordinary, apara. In apara dharma, the materialistic dharma, there are ritualistic ceremonies, how to make one perfect for accepting transcendental being. But this Krishna consciousness is directly putting oneself in the transcendental. There is the special legislation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why don't you close? Chaitanya Chaitanya says, Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hoy. If you become Krishna conscious, then it is to be supposed that you have finished all other types of religion. Then my Guru Maharaj used to cite one example that one's friend was sitting on the High Court judge's bench. So, he was speaking to another friend, oh, that Panchu was playing with us naked. He is sitting on the High Court judge's bench. Oh, how he was playing with us naked? How he is seated in the High Court bench? Yes, I have seen. You have seen, actually, he's sitting. Oh, then he must not be getting salary. He must not be getting salary. So this is the argument. Familiarity breeds contempt. So he cannot believe that he has become a high court judge. He thinks that I am a rascal fool, and my friend, how he can become high court judge? He must not be getting salary. But is that a very good argument that a high court judge is seated there without any salary? This argument is. There is envious. Nirmatsarata. There is the habit on the conditioned soul. So, there is another example, that one sees the moon. Oh, everyone says, we very beautiful. I spied on it. So what is that spite? It falls on his face. Moon is far away. Moon is far away from it. But he spies and it falls on him. So when a person becomes anywhere of a great person, then he spies, and he spied for something. And he's part of it. And the High Court judge, one may accept him that he's not getting salary, but he'll get his salary. That's all. The Paran, this Bhagavad Dharma is fun. Paranirmasarana. Those are not envious. These people are envious. They have no personal capacity, but they are very much expert to become envious of a person who is capable. These are crow-like, vulture-like. Tadvāgati-sattva-jana-dāva. So, our this movement is not liked by these men. Those who are habituated to spite upon the moon, they do not make us. Because it is hampering, it is evolutionary, it is hampering their business. So that we'll have to face. But we have to go steady in their business. Just like Gurathar Goswami, you see, what he is, but he is sitting there as Sevai Goswami. Same things are going on like that, everywhere. He has no education, he has no spiritual life, habituated all bad habits, all cliques, all cheating, everything, but he is the head servant. This is it. I have no respect for Vaishnava. So, everywhere you find such things.
And everybody knows it, and nobody actually wants to do anything. There's so many people that know it, and Vrindavan, and we've talked to them, but they don't want to do anything.
How about Gurudev Goswami?
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
We see it. First time I visited, was speaking, wasn't saying anything, I was just watching and he kept taking out a cigarette.
What is this? The Swami smoking? You used to give the example, he's an important man, but his child says, he's not important, he's my father.
Yes, there is the English word. Familiarity breeds contempt. If an important man is familiar, so he doesn't think that he is very important. That is nature.